America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Hello, America. Welcome to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA here on the HI Radio Network. You can find out more about us by going to the website, americashealthcareadvocate.com. If you've got a question or comment, send me an email. I answer every one that I get. I'm happy to hear from you. If I can help you with anything, please feel free to reach out to me. You know, we're on 238 stations around the country. I want to reach out to KLIN in Lincoln, Nebraska, 1400 AM, 99.3 FM. I'm getting a lot of calls out of Nebraska these days, and we're very happy to be chatting with those folks in Nebraska. Most of them are calling about a product we're going to talk about today called Gig Care. So we're going to talk about that today. In studio with me is Sam Nigro. Welcome, Sam.
Well, thanks for having me.
Glad to have you here. Sam is a broker in Omaha. He specializes in individual and group health insurance. We're going to talk to him specifically about gig care today and the individual market, how to navigate it, and what you need to know. So we hope you all join us and enjoy. As you know, the show is videotaped. They're all posted on YouTube. So if you listen to this, maybe you've got an employer with a lot of 1099 employees, because that's what the gig care product is for. You can certainly tell them to go take a look at this up on YouTube. Additionally, it's posted on 15 podcast platforms. So we're on Odyssey, we're on Spotify, we're on SoundCloud, we're on every one of them that's out there, I think. So you can certainly find us on any of the podcast platforms, and we're happy to have you aboard. All right. So in studio, as I said, is Sam Nigro. Sam Nigro is a broker out of Omaha, Nebraska. Sam is an employee benefits consultant. He's with Gallagher, a Fortune 500 organization, a leader in insurance risk management and consulting services. He is a vice president of small business and employee benefits at Gallagher. Sam has been in the insurance industry for 28 years. Sam has expertise in the individual market, which is primarily what we'll talk about today, and the group insurance market. Sam has an extensive background in ancillary alliances, dental, vision, short term, etc. Sam is a graduate of the University of Omaha. Sam is a chartered life underwriter, CLU certification, and a long-term care registered health underwriter, and a registered employee benefit consultant, and holds the REBC designation. So obviously, he knows his way around the block when it comes to health insurance. Welcome. Glad to have you here.
Glad to be here.
Drove up from Omaha, started up at 4:30 this morning. So I'm impressed, pal, that you got up here and are ready to do this. Just talk a little bit about, because, you know, consumers get very confused by this. We were talking before we went on the air about an example you had of a woman who recently reached out to you. Unfortunately, she had used the government website to sign up for health insurance, and it turned into a debacle. And we have a little history with that on this show as well that we can reference. But talk about why it's important to use a broker that is certified and understands the individual health insurance market, as opposed to going up on healthcare.gov and trying to do this yourself or use one of their navigators.
So the easiest way to explain is in the context of how consumers purchase health insurance. I think one of the things that the scariest thing a person can do is Google cheap health insurance, right? Because their phone is going to start ringing off the hook from Texas and Florida. And, you know, and so doing it on their own is very, very difficult. But the way that I explain is pretty simple. If you think of buying health insurance like a store, like anything we're going to buy in a store, it's not really that complicated. In pretty much any state, and I work in all the states, in pretty much any state, there's only three aisles that we can shop in as consumers. The first aisle is our employer plans. So if somebody has access to an employer plan, they can shop in that aisle. The second aisle is what I call full coverage plans. Those are plans that cover all pre-existing conditions. They don't ask health questions to get in. Preventative is free. The third aisle is more of non-traditional plans. So those would be plans that maybe are short-term plans, gap plans if you're in between jobs, or if you've heard of the Christian sharing programs, those type of things. Those plans in aisle three generally don't cover pre-existing. They don't cover maternity. They don't cover mental health. But for the right person, those they can be okay, and they can be very low cost. But this is where a lot of consumers get confused with what we see on TV. So we're in this imaginary store, and we're going to shop in these three aisles. And so we'll go back to aisle two for a second. So we go down aisle two, and the first thing to note is in aisle two, and this is a big misconception in my industry, the aisle is the aisle. It doesn't matter whether you're in the aisle by yourself or I'm in the aisle helping you or, you know, any other brokers in the aisle. All the plans, all the products are on the shelf. The prices are on the shelf. There's no rates are different for anybody else, you know, shopping in that aisle. Then you take the plan you want and you go to one of two registers to pay for it. You either go to the insurance company, register, and pay full price, or if you qualify based on certain criteria, you can go through the marketplace. Some people call it healthcare.gov or Obamacare, whatever they want to call it, doesn't matter. It's just a register in the store, so to speak. It's just a website where I have a back door too. Consumers can go in through the front door, and the government says, we'll help you pay for that plan. Well, this new product, this gig care product, is really fits a niche because it adds a new aisle to the store that didn't exist before for a specific set of people that have been so frustrated with only being able to go on aisle two and potentially go to the marketplace register or have to pay full price through the carrier or go down aisle three where they're going to have a number of things not covered. So it's really that simple when you think of buying health insurance, just to think of it like a store.
As you said, it occupies a very specific niche in the marketplace. Yeah.
Whether I'm talking to an employer client or I'm talking to an individual, we're seeing a significant shift over to 1099s, independent contractors, people wanting to do things on their own, employers wanting to move employees to that type of status. What keeps them from doing that? Benefits, right? They can't, in general, offer benefits to 1099s or independent contractors. So attracting and retaining and recruiting people is really difficult. Well, for those people that are in that status of 1099 or independent contractor, they don't have a lot of options. A lot of them don't qualify for marketplace subsidies, so that marketplace register is not going to be of help to them. So they're stuck going, they don't want to go down aisle three because they don't want plans that don't cover things that they need. So they're stuck going down aisle two and then going and paying full price at the carrier register when they could be having access to something that's better. And that's what this gig care product does, is it brings just a solution that they can balance out against their alternatives instead of having just one option.
And let me give you an example of that. So I had an executive from Blue Cross of Nebraska call me, Ron Rowe, and he gave me the name of a friend of his who lives in Western Missouri who is on a standard government Obamacare program. I called him, spoke to him. He's an auctioneer. He's paying $2,300 a month for him and his wife. On the gig care plan, he pays $1,600 a month, and he got better coverage. Lower deductible, better coverage. The program worked out really well for him. So that's why I'm doing this show today. I wanted to bring a broker in studio that had a lot of expertise in the individual market. Sam's got a lot of expertise that can understand. You see how well he explained that, so he can understand it. We're going to go through the gig care product today in the show. That's what we're going to talk about. We'll talk about some other things, too, about what happens when you use the government website to buy health insurance. We've done a couple of shows on that have been kind of interesting where we had people actually in the studio. You may remember Claire Benson. We'll chat a little about what that was like. And I'm going to ask Sam to give us an example of a recent problem that he had with a client who signed up on the government website. And there is a peril to that, and you need to understand that. So once again, the idea here is to bring you information. This is a new product in the marketplace. It's being used in 50 states, so it's available any place in the country. And it's got the Blue Cross and Blue Shield network behind it. We think it's a great plan, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about it after the break. If you want information on gig care, you can go to the website. It is gigcare.net, gigcare.net, or you can call, if you want to, 866-200-2513, 866-200-2513. And this is what gig care looks like. So this is what you'll see if you go up on the website, to give an example of that. And then there is a product brochure that's up there that lays out all the plans. We'll talk about those plan designs and all of that when we come back from the break. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate, broadcasting here on the HIA Radio Network, coast to coast across the USA. Stay right there. We've got more when we come back.
The Golden Rule. Treat others as you want to be treated. I'm Steve Keeker, and this is one of the founding principles of my firm, Senior Care Consulting. Since 2002, our value statement has included honor our mother and father, respect our elders, care for those in need, and treat your family as our own. We've been honored to help hundreds of families make one of the most difficult decisions they could ever make, serving them in their greatest time of need. If you're looking for someone who can provide you experienced and objective guidance when searching for a senior care community, reach out today and discover the services of Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800. Know your options and choose with care at seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back to America's Healthcare Advocate Show. I'm your host, Carrie Hall. In studio with me, Sam Nigro from Gallagher Insurance. We are talking today about gig care. If you want to learn more about this, if you're a 1099 employee, you're not on a group plan, maybe you're not happy with the ACA plan, you're not getting a subsidy, it's costing an arm and a leg, like the explanation I just gave of the gentleman who was paying $2,300 a month for his policy for him and his wife, you can go to the website gigcare.net. gigcare.net. All of our plan designs are up there, so you can certainly look at them on the website, or you can call if you want direct assistance, 866-200-2513, 866-200-2513. So let's switch gears a minute. You had an interesting story when you came in about a lady who went up on healthcare.gov. You know, I constantly tell you people that when you go buy health insurance, it's not a real good idea to go and try and do this by yourself for a whole host of reasons. Number one, the people that are helping you are not licensed broker agents on healthcare.gov. They're guides. They're navigators. They're sisters. They've had a whole host of different names. Okay. And we did a show with a lady by the name of Claire Benson, who was pregnant, who went up and made a simple name change with the person as the care guide, as the navigator, rather, and in 24 hours lost her health insurance for herself, her husband, and her baby. It took us 6 months to get that turned around. It was totally the responsibility of the government. They totally screwed it up, but they would not take responsibility for it. Myself and Angie Ricono from Channel 9 here worked very hard to get that plan back on track for her, and she did get her health insurance back on track. But again, that's the hassle that she went through. So your story this morning was what?
Yeah. You know, I think when we think of healthcare, we in the government, like single payer system, we start to think about all of the stuff and the consequences that can happen in terms of getting care and getting services. But what a lot of people don't realize is just what you're talking about, which is the practical part of how challenging it can be or would be to even just sign up or make changes. We've got a young lady who called our office. She had signed up through the marketplace, through an assister at the marketplace, which is really a roll of the dice, right? Because sometimes you call in, you might get somebody who's well-meaning and has some knowledge, but it's a roll of the dice who you're going to get when you call in. Whereas working with a broker, and I don't care if it's me or not, I want to earn my client's business, right? But I want to see the consumers work with a broker because it doesn't cost them anything more.
Right there.
Yeah.
This is the big misconception. Yeah. You think, general public, that using a broker is going to cost you more. The prices for the plans are the same. You can go right up on the website and look at them. The prices for the plan, not gig care, the prices for the plans offered by that under Obamacare, under ACA, the Affordable Care, are the same. Whether you buy them online from the government sister or navigator, or you use a qualified agent that's got 28 years in the business that knows what he's talking about. Keep going.
Yeah, because the broker compensation, the broker commissions is baked into the
Correct.
Premiums. So if you don't use a broker, the insurance company just keeps that.
Correct.
So why not use a broker? So this young lady called, and she had she has a child who elementary age, and she was trying to get the child on state Medicaid and got denied state Medicaid. So now she's trying to get the child put on the health care plan. The problem that she's run into is she called the insurance company. A natural thing, right? If I'm a consumer, I'm going to call the insurance company. Well, they tell her, sorry, we don't do that.
We can't help you.
We don't control that marketplace register. We don't control the enrollment, so you've got to go through the marketplace to do it.
Healthcare.gov.
Yeah. And it was going to be 30 days before they could fix it for her.
If they could fix it and get her
daughter enrolled. Here's the ripple effect of that. She wanted to get her enrolled because she has to get a physical for her daughter because her daughter can't go to elementary school unless she gets a physical. So now she can't get enrolled in her plan in a timely fashion for her daughter to go get a physical unless she pays out of pocket, which is what she's going to have to do. So we're working through that with her to get that fixed, to get that corrected. But it's challenging and it's scary, and people don't know what they're doing when they call. That's not to the consumer's fault. It's just how complicated the system is set up. And so, yeah, there's unintended consequences of having the healthcare administrated by the government.
Yeah, because here's the thing, okay? When it is an independent broker, and the way that would have gotten solved, the way it's getting solved, is he has a broker portal he can go to. He has a broker representative at the carrier that he can either reach out to by phone or go through an email, or he can go through the broker portal and report the problem there and get an answer back. In other words, he has a backdoor into the carrier where he's going to get an immediate response from the carrier, and they're going to be able to fix it. Try doing that on healthcare.gov. Good luck. Okay? You know, it's kind of like when you're waiting for that IRS refund and you're waiting and you're waiting and you're waiting. Okay? You know, I always say, and this is the part that people just don't seem to get, you know, when you're dealing with government health care, it's going to be delivered with the compassion of the IRS and the efficiency of the United States Post Office. And if you understand those two takeaways, then you understand what happens when you've got government-administered health care, and that's what healthcare.gov does. You may get somebody that really knows what they're doing, or you may get somebody like Claire Benson got, who took her through the whole process for a simple name change and wound up being told in 2 hours she had no coverage, and in 6 months they were going to put her back on. But oh, you have to pay the premiums for when you weren't on. Okay, if that makes any sense, and that didn't happen, we wound up fighting that and getting it turned around. But that's what she was told. And just to understand the bureaucracy that you are dealing with, because that's the issue, mm-hmm. right?
Oh, totally. And when this person calls in, and it's about knowing what to enter, what buttons to push, what to check. And if in the what you're talking about with those unintended consequences that have to be unwound is, if you go in and you start putting in the wrong boxes, you start putting in accidentally, you know, because you don't know any better, you start putting in information that's not correct, then it has to be unwound. Whereas in this situation, my staff knew exactly what to put in, knew exactly how to enter this in, and was able to go and get this corrected for her without it going down that road of it being needing to be unwound and done over.
So here's the deal. So if she had gone through Sam to start with, she would have called Sam, and Sam would have solved the problem. You know, I used to have a commercial that I said, if you want to buy health insurance on the government website, get ready to call the 1-800 I don't give a damn number. Okay, well, that's what you get. Okay, as opposed to using an independent broker who's certified, who's been in the business and understands these policies and understands how to navigate the system and get you the best coverage, which is, again, we're going to explain gig care to you and how that works. Okay, but we use qualified brokers that are trained and understand this product in order to go out there and sell it to the public where it makes sense. It doesn't work for everybody, but it works for a lot of people, especially if they're 1099 employees and they're looking for a solution and they don't have a subsidy. That's where this product fits in. We encourage the people to go to the broker. Okay, go to the broker and talk to the broker. We use the broker distribution model. Why? We could do this directly. Absolutely, it could be done directly. That's not how we do it. If you call that number that I give out, if you call that number on the phone, that 866-200-2513, we're going to send you to a broker. We're not going to enroll you directly. If you go to the website and sign up, we're going to send you to a broker that is certified, gone through our process and understands it and understands how to present the product to you to see if it fits. So that's the takeaway from this segment. That's why I wanted to do this. If you want more information, once again, the website gigcare.net, the phone number 866-200-2513. We're going to come back from the break. When we do, I'll actually get into the plan designs. I'm going to talk about the plan designs. We'll talk about a little bit about what they cost, and we'll talk about how they're offered and what you expect when you sign up for Gig Care. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break. Welcome back. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA here on the HIE Radio Network. You know, you're listening to this and we're going to get into Gig Care in great detail these next two segments. Maybe you're an HR director in a company that's got, 150 employees that are W-2, but you got 50 over here that are 1099. The folks at GigCare can help you. Sam Nigro can help you, all right? So this is a solution for people that are 1099. Maybe you're an ER doc that's a contract ER doc. Maybe you're an Uber driver, okay? Anybody that fits this mold of 1099 and either is not happy with ACA, doesn't get a subsidy, whatever the case may be, you're not on a group health insurance plan, then you can go up and take an opportunity to look at the GigCare plan, see what it's all about. The website is gigcare.net, gigcare.net. The plans look like this. You'll see this, actually. When you go up on the website, all the plans and the plan designs are up there. Or the phone number is 866-200-2513, 866-200-2513. And we have folks there that will help you, and they will send you to a broker who is qualified, certified, passed all the tests, and knows how to write this policy and make sense out of it. So, Sam, let's just get into it. This is called the working owner model. What does that mean?
Well, working owner model is essentially anybody who is eligible based upon their status, that they can be in this working owner group. And that's really the important part, because when people are learning about gig care, it's not about qualifying for health insurance. It's about qualifying as a member or a team member of the working owner group. And so when you're in the working owner group, when you do qualify, whether you're a 1099 or an independent contractor, whomever you might be, there's a series of questions that you answer. And when you do qualify in the working owner group, then you participate in some things. You participate in some surveys that, you know, how was your health care? How was your visit? This type of thing. And it's nothing significant. It's just a handful of times throughout the year. But you have qualified based on how you answer the questions to be in this working owner group. When you're in the working owner group, that gives you the green light to be able to sign up for one of the healthcare plans.
So the working owner group is really simple. The company's called PSM Nebraska, Population Science Management. They collect data. So you just heard Sam talk about the survey. So PSM Nebraska sends out a survey because you're in gig care. Do you have a pet? Would you buy pet insurance? Do you feed your dog Purina Pro Chow? Maybe there'll be 10 questions. You fill that out, and then we actually pay the people, right, Sam?
Correct. Yeah, and it's really pretty brilliant how the folks put it together, because when you have this working owner group that's collecting data, right, what is the most logical way to collect data? Through health plan?
Correct.
Through
consumer surveys.
Yeah, through surveys, right. And through having a healthcare plan.
Right.
And that's where the gig care came from. And again, the key is qualifying as part of the working group gives you the green light to be able to select one of the five gig care plans.
So now we're going to talk about the actual plans, the plan designs, and how they work. So that gives you access to gig care. You then apply for that plan. You pick the plan you want, and then we go from there. So let's talk about the plan designs. And there are some pretty unique benefits in this plan that aren't available in the ACA plans as well, yep, which are kind of interesting, like drug importation. We have a diabetes management program. We have
primary care.
Yeah, so let's go into some of that.
And the number one thing in the plans, going back to my store analogy, right? Three aisles that a person can shop in. So aisle two is what we would largely consider the marketplace plans. The biggest challenge with aisle two in almost every state, a couple you can name them on one hand, but in almost every state, the biggest challenge is network. When somebody goes into aisle two, they have to pick a network. They're picking a narrow network. And what a lot of people don't realize is if they go outside of that network, they don't have any coverage other than emergencies, which are covered by law. But if they can't voluntarily go to Mayo, they can't voluntarily go. And so that's an issue. GigCare solved that problem with Blue Cross by saying we're going to give the national Blue Card network. That is a big deal, because especially for working owners who in a lot of cases are traveling, they have access to that.
An example of that is a trucker. We have a trucking company that we're going to be talking with here in Lincoln, Nebraska next week. And those folks have got truckers all over the country. That's their challenge right there. Okay. They're 1099 people. Okay. You pick a narrow network because the carriers are trying to do what? Control the cost, right, Sam?
Yeah.
Because they're under a guideline by the federal government. They can only charge so much, and the rest of that money has to go back into the claims fund if they don't use it. So it's the narrow network idea is to control costs because they control access. This plan, GigCare, is offered with the Blue Cross Network through Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. But as Sam just explained, it has the blue card. And what does the blue card do, Sam?
The blue card gives you access to the national blue card, Blue Cross network.
And that's what this does.
Yeah.
And that's one of the big differences. Yeah. So talk about some of the other features.
And let me back up real quick on that, because I think it's important. When in aisle two, there might be people listening who say, well, I thought I could get a plan with a little bit broader. I didn't have to just pick one specific network. So the government went to the insurance companies in the real simple version, and when the Affordable Care Act rolled out, and they said, hey, if you're going to be in aisle two, that's fine, but you have to put bronze, silver, and gold in the aisle. You can't just sell bronze plans. You got to sell silver and gold. Well, it's the silver and gold where you can, particularly the gold, where you can buy a little bit broader network. And the insurance companies, by and large, went, we'll put them in there. We dare you to take it.
Yeah.
You know, so they really want you, they just want to sell the bronze plans, which are those narrow networks. But with the gig care plans, all five plans have the national network. There are four plans that are copay plans, and then there's an HSA qualified plan as well.
Two HSA plans. Yeah. There's the 5,000 and the 7,300. Yeah.
So with that, it gives people the option. It gives them the opportunity to choose a plan that fits their life stage. Because everybody falls into one of three categories. We either are looking for something to protect our preventative and our basic care, our mid-level care, or our emergency care, our catastrophic. And with the gig care, they can pick a plan that fits any one of those.
Yeah, and that really, that's the key, is that you have a choice here. And I want to reiterate, this is not for everybody. If you're getting a subsidy, if the government's paying 70% of your ACA plan, stay on it. Okay, if they're paying 100% or 90%, stay on it. We're not talking about that. But if you are that person, let's say you're that person. If you want to, you want that gold plan because you can afford it. You're going to get this big network. The cost of that is going to be significantly different than the cost of gig care, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially if you're demographically, if you're in that 45 plus range. If you're over 45, you compare that side by side, which we've done against every single aisle two plan in Nebraska. But if you're above 45, the gig care, like you explained earlier with your client, and I had one that they're paying $2,100, and under gig care, they're going to pay $1,600, simply because the way that they've put it together and the way that they priced it, that on plan to plan, not counting any subsidies, that gig care can be, the gig care plan can be a really valuable option for people.
And I want to make a point here. If you have the eligibility to go on a group health insurance plan, you cannot come on this plan. You can't go around a group health insurance plan. That's not compliant, okay? We are 100% compliant with ACA regulations, the whole nine yards, and we are governed by the Department of Labor. This is what's called an ERISA plan. So that's how this works. It's been vetted six ways from Sunday. So, and it's been endorsed, obviously, by Blue Cross of Nebraska. You know, we've also, Gallagher is one of the large groups in the country, large agencies, brokerages that is promoting this product. There are others, Holmes Murphy and others, that are doing as well. So we are in the marketplace with this plan. We think it fits a niche. Talk about some of the people that you are talking to. I mean, you and I did 3 days at the Nebraska Realtor Show.
Yeah.
Talk about a little bit about that. What is the response we got to that?
Yeah. Now that it's coming to light that this exists, you know, that there's a fourth aisle in the store where the light has come on and people can shop in this aisle, people want to know. They're seeing the people going in and they're hearing from their friends and they're hearing from us that, hey, there's a new option that they have access to. This is going to be really important going forward, that people have another option. Because I can tell you, going back to my silly store analogy, and I keep leaning on that, but in this silly store analogy, aisle three with the short-term plans that a lot of people have, especially a lot of 1099s and independent contractors, that's shutting down. September 1.
September 1. In fact, I'm going to hold that thought until the next segment because that's a great segue into this is where a whole bunch of you out there are where you remember Trump came in and changed the regs back to where those are 1 year plans. Biden came in and they're going to be 3 month plans after the first of the year. We're going to let Sam explain that when we come back from the break. And that really is going to impact a lot of you out there in the marketplace because you're going to lose your coverage. That's what it really amounts to. We're expecting a tsunami of people coming into gig care, during this last quarter of the year and the first part of next year because they're all going to lose their coverage. So once again, if you want information, it's gigcare.net. gigcare.net. Also 866-200-2513, 866-200-2513. If you call that number, we will get you to a broker, possibly Sam Nigro, that will be happy to help you anywhere in the country. We can do this and he can help you anywhere in the country. So feel free to do that. We come back from the break. We'll explain how it's going to work when you lose that short-term plan. Stay tuned. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate, broadcasting here on the HIA Radio Network, coast to coast across the USA. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA here on the HIA Radio Network. You can find out more about us by going to the website, americashealthcareadvocate.com. Shows are posted up there. Dave posts them on our YouTube platform, America's Healthcare Advocate. That is the YouTube platform, 15 podcast platforms, Spotify, Rumble, Odyssey, iHeartMedia, you name it, we're on it, okay? Once again, you're working at a company and you've got 5 1099 people, or maybe you're a realtor and your group is struggling, okay? Maybe you're a trucker and you're in a trucking organization and you're struggling with this health insurance issue, especially when you talk about narrow networks and the ACAs and all the rest of it. Gig care can be a solution for you. It is designed for 1099 people. I want to make that very clear. This is designed for 1099 people. If you're getting a subsidy and you're on ACA, stay where you are, okay? But if you're not, and you're like his client who was paying $2,100 a month is now paying $1,600, or the gentleman that called me and was paying $2,300, okay, and is now paying $1,600, gig care can be a huge solution for you. So all the plan designs are up there. Everything that we cover, you have full prescription benefits, doctor office copays, surgical benefits, inpatient hospital benefits. All of it's there. Go look at it on the website, gigcare.net. All right. And this is what it looks like on the website. That's what you're going to see. All right. Very simple. You can fill out a simple form on the website and that information will come to us and we will get that over to Sam or another broker, whoever the case may be. But the point is, you're going to talk to somebody that's licensed and qualified and understands the product. So we got a 911 call coming up. Last quarter of the year is going to be it's going to be explain what's going on here. Yeah. So people, because there's a lot of you out there. I remember back in the day, when I was still doing this before Benefits by Design merged with RPS, okay, and we merged the companies, and then I stepped away at that point. But before, I remember we had a lot of people in their 50s, late 60s, who were on these short-term plans. They just kept renewing them every year, okay? And you could get on them, but you couldn't have a pre-existing condition, okay? But they made sense for a lot of people. Well, then we shifted to the Obama administration and the lovely Kathleen Sebelius from Kansas, who became the minister of the Health and Education Department, erased that and brought in the three-month plans. Then Trump comes in, goes back to a year. Now we have the Biden administration. It's back to 3 months. Explain what's going to happen.
Yeah. So in context, we're going back to this silly store. So we're in the store. We're talking about aisles two and aisles three. Aisle two is the full coverage plans that covers all pre-existing, doesn't ask health questions. That aisle right now, the light is off. It's closed. Now, if you have a qualifying event, like you lose coverage or you get married or something, they'll turn the light on for you and they'll let you go down the aisle for a limited period of time and go pick out a plan. Well, years ago, six, 7 years ago, what became popular was aisle three. There were a lot of people buying these short-term plans from companies like United Healthcare and Allstate.
Blue Cross.
And Blue Cross.
Had a great one.
Yeah, yeah. And my family had one for a time period when we didn't need an aisle two plan. We didn't have pre-existing conditions and maternity wasn't an issue for us. So we were fine buying a short-term plan that was opened up and allowed us to buy it for anywhere from 1 to 3 years. And it was great. It was fine. Well, last year, they made the announcement, the administration made the announcement that they're going to change this and they're going to roll it back to the maximum time frame you can buy the plans for is 3 months. So think about that. So I have a plan for 3 months and now I got to reapply and answer new health questions. And I have a plan for 3 months. Now I got to apply and answer new health questions. Here, Gary, is the real unintended consequence.
Oh, it's not unintended.
Well, this is the consequence of it. So this goes into effect September 1. If I have a plan, a short-term plan that ends, let's say, November 1. Let's say I bought it in November last year and it ends November 1. I can't go into aisle 2. The light will not turn on for me because aisle 3 is not considered a compliant plan because it doesn't cover pre-existing conditions. So I have nothing. Until next year, I have nothing.
This is critical for you to understand.
Yeah, this is a big deal for your listeners to understand. So if I have a short-term plan through any carrier, we won't name them, but if I have a short-term plan and that plan expires after September 1, I can no longer buy a short-term plan for anything longer than 3 months. So if I have a short-term plan and I have health conditions now, and my short-term plan ends, just use an example, November 1. What do? I can't do anything. If I don't have access to aisle 1, if I don't have access to an employer plan, and now I can't go back in and get a new, even a 3-month short-term plan because I can't answer the health questions, and they won't turn the light on for me in aisle 2 because aisle 3 is technically not considered a compliant plan, I am completely exposed. There will be millions of people who are going to be in that situation where they're going to lose in this last quarter of the year, in third to fourth quarter of the year, they're going to lose their coverage and they're not going to have access to anything unless they're a 1099 or independent contractor, then they can access the gig care. But outside of that, it's going to be a really difficult situation for a lot of people.
And that's what's coming down the pike. And that's why I said to you, there's a tsunami coming. And what I'm telling you is, now is the time to act. Now is the time to get set up. If you know you have an issue, whatever it may be, and you're this is going to happen to you, you need to move now. If you're somebody that's 1099, you have access to gig care now, you need to reach out to us, get a broker to help you, and get on board with gig care. It's price competitive. The benefits are excellent. We have a lot of benefits to this program that you don't see on the ACA plans because we were able to do this. Believe me, it'll make a lot of sense to you. If you want to do that, the way you do it is you go to gigcare.net, gigcare.net. The phone number is 866-200-2513, 866-200-2513. Sam, thank you for coming in here
today.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I think it's really important. You know, people don't know what's happening here, especially on this short-term thing. And that is going to be a fire drill. Mm-hmm. I mean, for a lot of people, mm-hmm. it's going to be a real problem. And this was done intentionally by the government. Understand what they're doing here. They're forcing people to go into the ACA plans, but you're not going to be able to do that until you hit the open enrollment period, right?
Correct.
So
Correct.
You're going to sit there with no health care until that happens, that you can go back in for the following year and enroll. And that's the whole story here. And that's why. And once again, if you fall in that category where you don't get the subsidy, it's going to be extremely expensive. So gig care makes a lot of sense. The website is gigcare.net. The phone number, 866-200-2513. And now I leave you this thought from Albert Einstein. The one who follows the crowd usually get no further than the crowd. The one who walks alone is likely to find himself in places no one has ever been. Remember, friends, it's a funny thing about life. If you refuse to accept anything but the very best, you most often get it. Thank you for listening to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA. Goodbye, America.